First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasty. tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Dark side on this overcast Tuesday. Going to be about 45 degrees, and we're still in this coronavirus. It's going to go on, I believe, for another 2, 3, 4 months. Now, I could be wrong, but I think what's going to happen, they're just going to quit not doing the things that they were doing before and say, hey, we're going to let everybody out. We're going to let everybody go to work. We're going to let everybody go to the restaurants. And I hope they don't do that, because I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Now, I see where the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, she's putting a $2.5 trillion budget out there. And there's going to be things that I don't think even the Democrats are going to want, but she's thrown it into the plan for money for this and money for that. Has nothing to do with what's going on now, but that seems to be her game, is to throw out the crap she wants to throw out. And if she don't get what she wants, nobody's going to get what they want. Lines are always open. We are America's Voice of Freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I want to say happy, happy birthday to Mary. She's 82 years old today. Denise, her relative, wanted me to say happy birthday to her. Beautiful lady. Talked to her a few times. So May, happy 82nd birthday, and I hope you have 82 more. Well, I don't know. The way the economy's going, the way this government's pushing this, I don't know if I'd want to live another 82 years. But anyway, May, happy, happy 82nd birthday. And Denise, thanks for the call. We sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. You know, this virus going around, it just seems to get worse and worse. And when it gets worse and worse, that's when these politicians are saying, hey, we may back off some of this stuff. We may let people come out. We may let this happen and that happen. And I think when they do that, I think it hurts everybody, because I think at the end of the day, we're going to get a lot more negative than we are positive out of this deal. But I saw on the internet that this Pelosi, what a piece of total crap, I mean total crap, she is. It says that she wants art funding, union help, and much, much more to go into this package. And I think everybody, is pissed off. And I think they're mad at Pelosi. But she wants to put stuff in for the arts. She wants to put stuff in for this. She wants a union boosting. She wants post office bailout. She wants environmental provisions. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing what they think they can do. It says also it'll be $1.2 billion in grants over 5 years for the production of substantial aviation fuels. They want Obama phones. She wants to put in her section on Pelosi bill, advocates $1 billion and calls for federal authorities to immediately expand the emergency lifeline broadcast benefits. Unbelievable. Newspaper retirement plan, $15 minimum wage. They want $35 million for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing how they can try to push all kind of crap through. I don't know if it's going to go. I don't think it's going to go. I don't think it should go. But at the end of the day, we're not going to know. We're not going to know what's going on until they try to push it through. Now, they said they're going to try to do something with it today. Now, I don't know if they're going to, but I see where the stock market has rallied to 1,400 points because of what may be going on. You know, it's always maybe what's going on. And I have to say, as soon as it goes up 1,400 points, it can go down 1,600 points. But, you know, that's really, really yet to be seen. I have had some calls from some politicians last night who weren't happy with all this crap going on. And then I see where the first coronavirus case confirmed in Monroe County, Illinois. Waterloo's the county seat there, but Monroe County has its first case of coronavirus, bringing the total cases across the Metro East to 10. It's amazing. It's amazing how this crap can go on. And if it's something serious, it goes on for a day or two. If it's something less serious, it goes on for a week or two or three or four. And that's what Pelosi's doing. That's what Schumer's trying to do. So I don't know if it's going to get passed, if the bill's going to get passed today, or they're going to fight it again. But I think they are a little bit closer, Got some callers. Go ahead, Pam. You're on the dark side.
Thanks for taking my call, Bob. I work in the medical field. I work for a local hospital. I'm a cardiac sonographer. I use ultrasound to look at the heart. And I agree with your callers yesterday. The first caller was Richard, and then you had a couple of gentlemen after him blaming the media, which I do. They're making this, blowing this out of proportion.
Sure they are.
And I also blame the Democrats, because I really believe they're behind this, along with China, because they knew about this years ago. And if you connect the dots, Obama, when he was president, they didn't make a big to-do about the swine flu. And under him, he waited months before he did anything. And thousands of people died. And I'm just looking at the symptoms, and it's like, how do they know? I mean, they supposedly are testing, but how do they know it's not the flu, because it's all the same symptoms? And I had three patients that I had to gear up for. I had to wear two masks. I couldn't breathe. and do three exams right in a row. And thank God they tested negative. But it's just crazy. And I blame China and the Democrats behind all this, because that's what I was going to say. Under Obama, he depleted our N95 masks. I didn't even have one. I had to go downstairs and get fitted for one before I could go back up and do the patients. And then I had to put another mask on with the shield on it to protect my eyes. And it's just crazy. And they're just ruining our economy and trying to make Trump look bad just to win the election. And I'll bet all my money that they're behind this. And Obama started it because he depleted the mask and he didn't restock them, just like he depleted our military, and he destroyed our health care with, I call it, Obama doesn't care, because it's not about our health care, it's about control. And I know, because I've been in the medical field 25 years, and I see it firsthand, plus my brother-in-law, who's a surgeon, quit practicing because my sister said after Obama doesn't care went through, his pay was cut in half and he was working double time. She found him another job in the medical field, being a chief medical officer at a hospital, because she thought he was going to die because he's working 24/7 and his pay had been cut in half. So it's not about health care. It's about destroying us and taking control of us.
You know, Pam, thank you very much for the call. You were right on target. And that's the problem. All this crap that went on under Obama, nobody gave a damn. Just like nobody really gives a damn now, but they're pushing it because they want to get rid of Trump. But Obama has done so many things that weren't right that cost the country a lot of money. But nobody wants to say anything bad about Obama. I'm like you, Pam. I don't understand why they let this stuff ride, but they do. And I guess they think that it's going to get better if they try to make it better. But it's not going to get better until it actually gets better. And again, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, Ron. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, I have a couple of things. One, I really think we're going to have to get our places back open. I know you and I disagree on this, but like these little businesses can't survive being off 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. They're not going to survive.
Yeah, but what happens, Ron, what happens when they go in to these small businesses and they catch this coronavirus or they get sick and die? Then what's going to happen?
We had 30,000 people allegedly die of the flu last year. We had the swine flu, the SARS flu, the bird flu, all these other ones. We all survived. I mean, you just have to take precautions, clean everything. I do have a question, and I guess you can tell me how you want to deal with this. I was reading on the news yesterday that the FCC pulled your license. Where are we going to hear you at?
We've got a couple other stations that we're working on right now, so we'll have two other stations to go on here momentarily. And I think the FCC hasn't done this in 35 years, but they got so mad at me because I wouldn't kiss their ass. I wouldn't bow down to them, so they wanted to show me. But at the end of the day, when we're back on the air, I think we're going to show them.
What stations are you going to be on so we know where to find you?
Well, I can't say right now, but somebody that we know is going to buy two stations, and we're going to take care of business. It's going to be a lot better in the future than it was in the past, but I think everything will work out really good for us and for you and for everybody but the politicians.
How are we going to find you? That's kind of my question.
Well, we'll have something out on the other stations where we're going to be.
Yeah, but I mean, we have like 40 stations in the city, but okay, I mean, okay, I guess I don't know how to find you in the future. That's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much for the call. Sincerely appreciate you taking the time. Yeah, we'll be back somewhere back on the air. They're saying that I can't own stations, so I can't be on them, but they can't make me not be on the stations that I don't own, and that kind of pisses them off, and it kind of makes me happy to piss them off, because they pissed me off for the last 14 years and we fought it and fought it and fought it. So, but we'll see what's going to happen with that. What does somebody give me a call, what somebody think about all this crap going on now, and they're leaving everything behind, all the killings in St. Louis, all the problems on the Illinois side. You get one or two lines when somebody's killed or family member's killed or raped or there's a robbery. But boy, this this virus situation that's been going on for 2 weeks, they want to play that up. They're going to play that up for the next month, whether it takes hold or not. Because, see, that's the way the media is. They want to take hold of something, and they want to run with it, and they want to continue to run with it. And it's amazing. It's amazing how we as a people, we let it go. We let these newspapers, radio stations, TV stations, we let them go. We let them talk about whatever they want. And then the news media picks up on it, whether they know that it's totally true or not, and they run with it to help the radio stations and TV stations try to help them out. They're not concerned so much with what's really going on. They really don't want to know or don't care what's going on. They just want to be able to say what the newspaper says is right, what's going on here is wrong. And it amazes me. It amazes me how they continue to keep it going, to keep it going, to keep it going. And nobody ever says anything about what the newspapers print. They always say something about what the Republicans are doing, and it's amazing. It's amazing they let it get away with this. We see in the paper, in all the papers, and it says Trump appears to waffle on shutdown as Congress pursues aid. You know, they want to come after Trump for everything. It's Trump's fault for this, Trump's fault for that. And he's a hell of a man. He sits there and takes it, and he really doesn't need to, but if he doesn't respond to it, it'll just get worse and worse and worse, and I don't think he wants that, so he's going to go ahead and try to fight through it, and I think he's really done a decent job. Go ahead, John, you're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, I'm glad you brought that up. What's going on in the world? Where's the Australian buyers, the California buyers? The brothers and sisters getting shot and killed in North St. Louis, South St. Louis. What happened to all that stuff?
You know, John, thanks for the call. I'll tell you what's happened. It's going on the back burner, even though it's very, very, very serious. If the news outlets don't want it, it doesn't get put out there. And if it doesn't get put out there, nothing happens. But they'll sit back, they're worried about this virus, and they're worried about the economy. And the only reason they're worried about the economy, because it helps them when they get trillions of dollars. And then when Pelosi says, well, we want money for the JFK Center in Washington, and we want money for Obamacare crap, and we want money for this, and we want money for that, I think that's the most stupid thing these ignorant bastards can ever do. But that's what they want to do. They want to take it, whatever the problem is, they want to make it twice as bad, three times as bad, four times as bad, so they can get additional money out there. That's what they've been doing forever. But now with this virus going around, I think it's going to get a lot. What an idiot. Ron the idiot. You know, people are stupid. People give phony names. They give phony scenarios. And they really think they're slick. But they're not slick. So, Ron, call the hospital and see if your mother's still in there with the, I will call it a virus that she's had. But I think it's more like the clap, if you know what I mean. And I think you do. Anyway, let's get back to local. Let's get back to local crap on either side of the river. Somebody can call on either side of the river. Let me know what else is going on other than this potential total shutdown because of this virus, all these virus cases. It says virus cases in St. Louis County triple in one day. Now, that's on page 2. Nobody gives a damn about that. They give a damn about trying to get rid of Trump. And I think they're doing a good job trying, but it's not going to work. And I think at the end of the day, the 20-25% of the people that say they're independent, when the time comes for the vote in November, I think they'll all vote for Trump. I think they know he he's not perfect. I think they know he's the lesser of two evils. But they're going to fight through it, and they're going to continue. They're going to continue to fight through it. What's going on over in Missouri? What's going on with the killings in North St. Louis? I haven't heard anybody. I haven't heard anybody in the last 2 weeks talk about anything but this virus going around. They're not talking about the killings where people are laying in the street dead that'll never get up and walk again. Nobody gives a damn. Nobody gives a damn about the real important things. They give a damn about this political crap that's going to be good for a while, then it's going to end up being bad. Then it's going to be good for a while, then it's going to end up being bad. And that's the way politicians are. They're going to fight through it. They're going to make a situation that's not good, they're going to make it good, and they're going to take a situation that should be addressed, and they're going to put it on the back burner with the killings, the rapes, the robberies, and they don't give a damn. And if somebody says something, about it, they'll sit there and say, well, we don't give a damn. We don't give a damn. We're worried about this virus. They're worried about a virus that they have nothing to do with, nothing they can do other than try to get more money so these politicians can use this money. And not just for the virus. They want to use it for everything. I told you, Pelosi, she wants to use it for Obamacare. She wants to use it for the JFK Center in Washington. She wants to use it and use it and use it, and it's amazing. On the front page of the St. Louis Post-Disgrace, it's got residents under order to stay in their homes. That's one article. It's got fight against coronavirus spawns a few skeptics. Well, sure, you're going to have a few skeptics every place you go. And it says more than 1.5 billion people told not to go outside. And that's in today's paper. So that tells you how serious this situation could end up being. Now, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to talk about it. Because if they don't, it'll never be addressed. It will never be addressed. And so it's amazing. It's amazing to let it go the way it's going, but it's going that way. It's been that way. And until we stop it, it's not going to stop itself. I was going to talk a minute. Well, I better not go there because that puts a lot of political people out on Front Street. And they're going to be out on Front Street when it's all over anyway, but I don't want to be the one to push them out there. But It's amazing how we can let crap go and let it go. And then we after we push it out there, then we blame the politicians. It's as much our fault as anybody's fault, because it's amazing at the end of the day how things happen. And they usually happen for a reason, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in this situation. Let's go. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was spiced, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Side lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, Nasty Bastard. You are sounding 100% better every day.
Well, thank you, buddy. I sincerely appreciate that. What's going on in your world?
Hey, if you would indulge me for a minute, I want to put my phone on speakerphone and read you some statistics I pulled off Fox News website. Is that okay, sir?
That's fine.
Okay, I got you on speakerphone now. These are statistics I just pulled off Fox News. I'm just going to stick with the U.S. cases, Bob. 46,485 people have been total confirmations for infected. In the last 24 hours, 3,200 have been confirmed. Total deaths, 593. 14 deaths in the last 24 hours. And I'm not going to bore you with the world case.
First of all, let me say before anybody says I don't care about this, my heart goes out to anybody who has lost somebody to this man-made created disease by the Chinese.
Right.
My heart goes out to you. But we always grab something special to us that we lose someone to. My thing that grabbed my heart is diabetes. I lost my grandfather about 18 years ago. So we always grab a hold of something we lose somebody to. We know somebody that has died to cancer, so we always grab. So my point being is that whenever we lose someone to something, we always grab a hold of that. My heart goes out to anybody that's lost somebody in this. But why don't we care about all these people being slaughtered daily, yearly, in the city of St. Louis? That's a pandemic to me.
You know what, Dave, I agree with you completely. I think it is a pandemic. That's what I said just a few minutes ago, if you were listening, that they want to make a mountain out of a molehill. Now, this coronavirus, it's not a molehill, but they're trying to really pounce on it. They're trying to really make it bigger and worse than it's probably going to be at the end of the day. But they don't worry about the killings. They don't worry about the rapes. They don't worry about the robberies in St. Louis, do they?
No, No, not at all. And Bob, I'm probably bouncing all over the place, so I apologize.
That's all right.
But kind of getting back to this coronavirus, I've heard many, many experts say as a society, and this probably doesn't make any sense, but we are too clean. Because, Bob, remember, I know you're a little older than me, but can you tell me how many times if you had a dollar you drank out of a garden hose, you'd be a rich man? Oh, I forgot you're a rich man. You must drink out of a garden hose.
I'll tell you what, Dave, when you get around, isn't it amazing how the people just get on one subject and the politicians will kind of force them to stay on that subject. Now the people are getting all excited about the coronavirus and everything that's going on. And instead of thinking about the local things that really, really go to their being, they want to talk about national issues that they have nothing, I say nothing, to do with.
Bob, as far as this
Trump. Can you get back on the regular line, Dave?
Can you hear me, Bob?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. President Trump has played this masterfully because he's letting the states run it, and he's just taking care of the borders that he's in charge of. Obviously, he can override everybody, but he's let the states run this stuff. Now, brother, I agree with a lot of what the states are doing. It doesn't make a difference. But you notice, Bob, even the politicians haven't been stupid enough to declare martial law, because then the crap will hit the fan.
I agree.
What we need to do, we need to exercise common sense. Just live your life as you did prior to this. Just maybe wash your hands a little more. Look, I've been a big proponent of social distancing anyway, because I think most people are a-holes to begin with.
You know what, Dave? It's really amazing. See, you know what's going on. I know what's going on. And we have to take a little bit of the national issue and worry about it, a little bit of the state issue and worry about it, a little bit of the local issue and worry about it. But isn't it totally, totally amazing how the government, they get on one subject and they never want to get off of it?
Well, if they got paid for productivity, none of them would ever get a dime, Democrat or Republican. Bob, let me fire one question at you. And this is something that I've never understood. I've been following politics now probably about 40 years. And the one thing I never understood, why has not one Democrat or Republican ever introduced a bill that, let's just say, we're going to introduce a bill that every person in the United States should get $1,000 a month because of this pandemic. But they cannot piggyback anything else on it. Every bill should stand alone. I am tired of the BS where a Democrat or Republican, where Bob Romanek would introduce a bill that would genuinely help people, where they always got to throw this pork at the tail end of it. This crap needs to stop. And I don't understand why someone just doesn't introduce a bill. It should fly through to where each bill stands alone. Or am I just crazy?
You know what? I think you're exactly right, Dave, but I do think you're crazy, too, because that's never going to happen, because you're 100% correct. The Democrats in Washington, the Republicans, at the end of the day, all they give a damn is about them, their families, and friends. All they give a damn about is them getting reelected. All they give a damn about is them getting more money on their pension plan. But, you know, when people read this, don't you think most people, they sit at home and they read this, and don't you think, even though they may not come out and say it publicly, that they hate these damn politicians?
Oh, absolutely, Bob. Absolutely. And you know, the one thing I know Kevin Slayton says, and you say, you know, term limits are voting the people out. Well, at some point in time, because way too many people, they need to administer an IQ test before you use the drive-through McDonald's, so alone vote. But there's got to be some term limits here, because, you know, this a-hole Joe Biden, this moron wants to play Donald Trump for what's going on. Biden's been in Congress for 50 years. Trump's only been in politics for 3. Let's match each other's record up and see who's better.
Yeah. You know what? You think about it, Dave, and I do, and I think other people do. They read all this crap. They hear all this crap on TV. Biden can't get 2 sentences together, and they say, oh, that's just Joe. You know, he's about 2/3 senile, and I'm serious when I say that. What's your take?
Bob, I agree with you, and I'm not making light of it. He genuinely seems like he has something wrong with him, and I am being 100% serious. His family
should pull the plug, and I don't mean literally, but the bad part about it is you know that murderous bitch Hillary Clinton's going to try to slide her fat ass in there.
You know what? If something happens, Dave, I agree with you. She's going to, and somehow, maybe throw herself in there. But we'll have to wait and see. I'm going to give you the last word, Dave. Go ahead.
Well, all I know is if it was me, Hillary Clinton, and a coconut that were trapped on an island, you'd see a lot of little coconut babies running around.
Dave, thank you very much. I'll have to write that down. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you say. And I don't totally agree with you on everything, and I know you don't totally agree with me, but we do agree on one thing, that we're all Americans, and we need to fight through the crap and not worry about the bull crap that these politicians try to put us in. What do you think?
Absolutely. Hey, Bob, if you don't mind, could I comment on the personal issue with you?
Yeah.
I hope you continue the fight, but if you have to throw in the towel, my friend, I understand, because you are fighting an uphill battle because the government has way more money than you do.
And you know what, Dave? They win even if they lose, because they'll spend whatever money they need to spend, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Not that I coined the phrase, but the government will spend $1 million to recover a penny.
You know what? I couldn't have said any better, Dave. Thank you very much, buddy. You have a safe one out there.
Take care now, my friend.
Okay.
God bless you.
Uh-huh. You know, it's really amazing. It's really amazing how people like Dave and a lot of other ones, they'll say what they want to say, and they'll try to stick by it. But the vast majority are just going to keep their mouths shut. Now, they're going to talk at the restaurants, the bars, the coffee shops, but they're too afraid. And for what reason, I have no idea. That's what they always say about me. Romantic, at least you're not afraid to come out and fight for what you think's right. And I said, I've been doing that for the last 20, 30 years, and I'm going to continue to do it. Now, sometime I've won the fight, sometime I've lost the fight, but it makes no difference. It makes no difference. As long as you're in a fight and you do the best you can do, that's the best you can do, and that's all you can do. Some people get excited and want to lie about this and lie about that, and I think, what the hell's the sense of lying? Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and sooner or later, it'll all come out. I see where Bloomberg, you know, the ex-mayor of New York, spent more, listen to me, people, spent more than $900 million on his failed bid for the White House by the end of February. $900 million, another $100 million, which would have been 10%. It would have been $1 billion. He spent right at $1 billion, and I'm sure there was money thrown around other places, but it's amazing how they said he spent $100 million on digital ads. He spent money on $1 million on food, $466 million in only 29 days, and most of those bills haven't been paid. So I say to that, he wasn't a good candidate. He was kind of dull. I don't know if he told the truth on a lot of things that are going on in New York, because I haven't been to New York to check him out. But he spent $900 million on his presidential campaign. Now, I know he's got to be sitting at home reading this and cussing the newspapers out, because it says the lavish spending came to a grinding halt after Bloomberg exited the race. Now, I don't know if he's going to support the ex-Vice President Joe Biden during the election or not, but to spend $900 million, I guess if you got 10 or 15 or 20 billion, it really makes no difference. But he spent that kind of money in a two-month race, and at the end of the day, he has nothing to show for it. Now, I know Biden's got a lot of support from the black community, but I guarantee you, I honestly believe this, that Trump will get 15 to 20% of the black vote. I think he'll do fine with the Latino vote. I don't even think he'll do too bad with the Mexican vote. We're going to see how that plays out, but it's going to be very, very interesting at the end of the day. Now, you can get on other radio stations, and they primarily talk about this virus going on, about the people that are dying, about how it's getting worse. But they talk about how it's getting worse, and the local politicians want to talk about getting everybody back out on the street. Now, I don't understand the mentality behind it's going to get worse, it's going to get worse, but we're going to put people out on the street. And I guess what they're saying is put people out on the street and let them fend for themselves. Now, I don't know why they would come that far to say that, but I think at the end of the day, they're more concerned about their political being than they are what's really taking place in this country. I think if they did it right, there'll be a lot more things shut down, and I'd shut them down for a week or two. Now, if things get better, then we understand. But if they don't, we just keep playing the game until it does get better. But it says here that the inconsistency marked launch of drive-through virus testing. I mean, they've done everything they can do. Now they've got drive-through, and maybe it'll work. Maybe it'll work. I don't see this lasting for 6 months or a year, but I see it lasting for another month or two. Now they're all excited because the stock market went up a little bit today. But as soon as it goes up, it can go down, and they all know that. And they know when the fighting starts, it'll go down. Now, it won't stay down because it never does, but it'll go down for a while, and everybody will be fighting to get ahead of the game. The politicians don't care about us, the normal people in this great country, both black and white, Democrats and Republicans, men and women. They give a damn about themselves. They give a damn about themselves and their family. They give a damn about getting themselves reelected. Because you can always tell, once these bastards on both sides get reelected, then it's back to doing what they want to do, not what they told you they were going to do for you, because they didn't care before, even though they lied to you. They didn't care before, and they're not going to care after. And I know a lot of the local politicians are trying to be decent, but being local and being decent just don't hit it. When you can spend $1,000, $3,000 to try to get your point across, but then somebody like Bloomberg comes out and says, I spent $900 million. It's $100 million short of a billion. $100 million short of a billion. He's not going to let it worry him. It worries us. It worries us when we say, hey, $900 million he spent on a two-month election, we just threw the money away. That money could have been used to help this virus situation. That money could have been used to help Trump, to help Biden. But no, he's going to use it. He's going to use it to try to get elected when he gets no support from anybody. And finally, I guess he thought, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not ever going to go anywhere in this political setting, so I'm going to go ahead and get out. Even though I spent $900 million, I'm going to get out. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ, 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots. Welcome, as always, back to the last 2 or 3 minutes of the show. I hope you people understand really what's going on, and it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about all of us. We're all going to have to stick together. If we don't stick together, either this virus or somebody, something else is going to kill all of us eventually. We got to come together. We got to be serious about it. We got to keep politics out of it. But the longer you say, let's keep politics out of it, the more politics get involved. So we're going to have to try at some point to put a stop to that. We're going to have to try at some point to come together. But as you can see now in the newspapers, on the TV stations, that the Democrats want to go one direction, the Republicans want to go another direction. And until everybody comes together, gives a little compromise, I don't think we're ever going to really, really get ahead of the game. This is a situation that has to be addressed, but there's all kinds of situations throughout our local area, the killings, the rapes, the robberies, the home invasions that need to be addressed also. So let's try to keep them all together if we can. And as always, it's time to go, so let's continue. Let's continue down this road that we've been fighting year after year after year. Let's don't let these rotten bastards, both Democrats and Republicans, not the rank and file, not the good Democrats and Republicans, but the bad Democrats and Republicans, let's don't let them get ahead of the game. So let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's do unto them before they do unto us. Let's destroy them once and for all. Never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word!
This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.